listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. It's time for a Zach Gelb Week 12 edition of No Huddle Offense.
Touchdowns, sacks, upsets, and last-minute heroics. Another NFL Sunday is in the books, and we've got you covered with the biggest plays and sound bites from another wild week in the National Football League. It's time for No Huddle Offense on the Zach Gelb Show.
We start things off in Cleveland, as this would be the last start for Jacoby Brissett, barring a Deshaun Watson injury, as Watson's coming back from his 11-game suspension this weekend against the Houston Texans. And it was 17-10 in favor of Tampa Bay heading into the fourth quarter, and that was the score for the majority of the fourth quarter. But then, with under 40 seconds to go, fourth and 10, David Njoku made one of the better catches you'll ever see, and this game got into overtime. Both teams had the ball a few times, and late, Nick Chubb ended the game with 19 seconds to go in the extra session with a 3-yard touchdown run. You'll hear both of those calls courtesy of Jim Donovan on the Browns Radio Network.
Two to the right from the 12, back to pass. Here's Brissett looking, firing, end zone. Oh, what a catch by Njoku! Brissett underneath center, second and goal. Tampa Bay was offside. They give the ball to Chubb. He's driving for the goal line. He is. He's in. He's in. Touchdown, Nick Chubb, and the Browns are winners.
Nick Chubb, 26 carries for 116 yards and a touchdown. Tom Brady, 29 of 43, 246 yards and two touchdowns. Tampa Bay, luckily for them, they play in the NFC South, but they fall to an abysmal 5-6. Cleveland goes to 4-7, and Deshaun Watson will be coming back this week against the Texans. And Hickey, hey, you look at this game, just another one where you throw your hands up in the air and you go, Tampa Bay, what the heck has happened to them this season?
I wish I had an answer. I don't get it. Like, this should have been an
another
easy win.
Another injury in the offensive line. Wirfs now going to be out for
yep.
a little bit.
And we're talking like a month at best, which is never a good thing at all. So now we're talking about, you know, he comes back maybe playoff time. It's a total disaster against a defense that's been one of the worst in the NFL this year.
Let's go out to Nashville. It's the Tennessee Titans hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. No Jamar Chase. It was expected that he was going to return, but no problem as the Bengals beat Tennessee once again. Remember, this is a playoff game a year ago, and Ryan Tannehill came up extremely small. This time around, though, T. Higgins came up big with a 27-yard touchdown reception for the Bengals to make it 20-13 in the fourth quarter. T. Higgins of the game, 7 catches for 114 yards and a score. Let's listen up to Dan Hoard and the sound effects of Dave Lapham on the Bengals Radio Network.
Joe catches the shotgun snap, fakes to Pirine, floats it toward the end zone, and Higgins, oh, he's got it! Touchdown! Oh, yeah. Bengals, as he used his height and his size and went up and over the cornerback in coverage for the touchdown.
You know, Dave Lapham reminds me of, and I think everyone can relate to this, because everyone just celebrated Thanksgiving. When you're around like an older uncle or your grandpa and they're all just having a good time and like, oh, this food's awesome. Oh, yeah, this is great family time. That's how I envision Dave Lapham watching these games, hot take Hickey. Oh, yeah, that was great. Touchdown. Oh, love it. I love me some Dave Lapham. He's awesome.
The best or one of the best?
I know. Come on, Zolak.
One of the best. He's up there.
Yeah, him and Zolak should have like an announcer off just to see who could be zanier and who could be more wacky. All right, Joe Burrow in the game, 22 of 37, 270 yards and a touchdown, sack just one time after getting sacked 9 times in the AFC divisional round against Tennessee a year ago. And Derrick Henry, he was the leading rusher and the leading receiver for the Titans on Sunday. Hickey, if I would have said that to you before the game, you probably would have thought Tennessee would win if he led them clearly in rushing, but also in receiving as well. You would have thought it was a big day for Derrick Henry.
Josh Jacobs-esque kind of day, you would think.
Well, 38 yards and 17 carries and 79 yards as the leading receiver. Dolphins and Texans. This game was over at halftime. They had to play the second half, and the only reason to watch it was to see if the Dolphins were going to cover the 14-point spread. They just did that. 30-15, taking down the Texans. Xavien Howard, a 16-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown to make it 27-0 in the second quarter. Let's listen up to the Dolphins radio network.
Back to throw, gets it off. He's got Akins.
That's going to be a touchdown.
Dropped the football, picked up by the Dolphins. Xavien Howard walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Miami.
Dolphins improved to 8-3. Texans, and this is not hyperbole, maybe the worst football team I've ever seen, and we've had a few teams not finish a season with a win. They are 1-9-1, and remember who that one tie did come to? That was up against the Colts in week one, Hickey. That's when you probably should have known that your team was screwed this year.
Hey, at least it wasn't the one win. So we got going for us.
Who's got it better than you? Nobody. You're hoping that guy ends up saying that. I don't think, by the way.
That's right.
I know we could throw that promo out of the system. I said Jim Harbaugh going to Indianapolis, I thought was going to happen. I don't think that has any shot now. I think Harbaugh's staying at Michigan. Your thoughts? I know that's not what you're hoping, but your thoughts?
I don't think this changes his willingness to go to the NFL. I think it's still there.
Tua Tagovailoa in the game, 22 of 36, 299 yards, and a touchdown. Dolphins now 8-0 in games he started and finished this year. Jaylen Waddle, 5 receptions for 85 yards. Tyreek Hill, 6 catches for 85 yards. I'll say it. Tua Tagovailoa, elite. He's having an elite season this year. And I did not think I would be saying that before the start of the season. Jets and Bears, Mike White magic. Let's listen up to Mike White throwing a 54-yard touchdown to Garrett Wilson to make it 14-10 in the second quarter. Mike White in the game, 22 of 28, 315 yards and 3 touchdowns. Here is Bob Wischusen on the Jets Radio Network.
Play action, back to throw, looks over the middle, throws one, it is caught by Garrett Wilson at the 35-yard line, makes a man miss at the 30, sprints right to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Garrett Wilson with a catch and run, a 55-yard touchdown!
5 catches for 95 yards and 2 touchdowns by Garrett Wilson, the rookie wide receiver out of Ohio State. Elijah Moore, first touchdown reception is since week 13 of 2021, according to ESPN Stats and Info. Mike White is the second quarterback in NFL history to have multiple games of 300-plus passing yards and at least 75% completion percentage and 3 TDs within his first 4 career starts. Kurt Warner is the other. Commanders and Falcons. Let's hear the John Bates 16-yard touchdown reception to make it 16-10 in the third quarter. This is Scott Jackson, the Commanders Radio Network.
Out of the shotgun, Heineke, play action, looking, throws towards the end zone. He's got a man there, it's John Bates, touchdown, Washington!
So the Commanders have been red hot. They are now 7-5. Taylor Ham Heineke has won 3 straight. He is 5-1 as a starter, and the Commanders have won 6 out of their last 7 games. And remember, they started the season out with the record of 1-4. And this game, they almost lost it at the end. But then Daron Payne and Kendall Fuller made a heck of a play to pick off Marcus Mariota in the end zone. So the Commanders do survive. Heineke, 14-23 in the game, 138 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. Brian Robinson Jr., what a story, 18 carries, 105 yards. Commanders now 6-1. Since week 6, that's the best record in the NFL in that span. And the Commanders currently hold the 7th and final playoff spot. Big next 3 weeks for the Commanders. Giants, bye week, Giants. That's going to be very big for wild card positioning. Panthers and Broncos. Welcome back, Sam Darnold. The Broncos stink. Nathaniel Hackett, you shouldn't even have been allowed back on the flight. I feel like I say that each and every week. Don't let him on the plane. But Russell Wilson also stinks too. So let's not just keep trashing Nathaniel Hackett. Let's also start trashing Russell Wilson. Sam Darnold, a 5-yard touchdown pass to DJ Moore. And this basically ended the game at 7-0 in the first quarter. Here's the Panthers radio network.
Darnold under center, receiver to each side. The snap, the fake to Foreman. Darnold backpedals under pressure, lobs it to the end zone. And it's caught by DJ Moore for a touchdown.
Sam Darnold, 11-19, 164 yards and a touchdown. You just heard that one. Deontay Foreman, 24 carries for 113 yards. I read that Deontay Foreman, since the offseason, has lost 50 pounds, so good for him. DJ Moore, 4 catches for 103 yards and that score. And Russell Wilson, a lethargic 19-35 for 142 yards and a touchdown. Hickey, when I have to use the word lethargic to describe Russell Wilson's play, that's how you know it's really bad for the Denver Broncos.
And that's being kind.
Yes, I actually think it's an embarrassment to the word lethargic. I think I'm being mean to the word lethargic by associating Russell Wilson with that word. Jaguars and Ravens, another blown lead by the Ravens. 35-14 in the fourth quarter against the Dolphins. At one point, they had a 20-3 lead against the Buffalo Bills. They're up by 10 in the fourth quarter up against the Giants. And this time, they were up by 9, and they couldn't slam the door shut. Let's hear Marvin Jones' 10-yard touchdown reception to make it 27-26. And then Doug Peterson said, let's dial up a 2-point conversion. Zay Jones on a 2-point conversion reception to make it 28-7. And then somehow, some way, Justin Tucker had a chance to win the game with only 14 seconds left after the 2-point conversion. I did not like the kickoff. Justin Tucker came up just short on a 67-yard field goal. Here's Frank Frangie on the Jaguars radio network.
20 seconds to play. The clock turns. Trevor drops. Fires toward the right corner of the end zone. That ball is caught! Caught! Caught for the touchdown! In the right corner of the end zone! How good is that? Touchdown, Jacksonville, Marvin Jones Jr. Shotgun for Trevor. He drops. He looks. Fires left side of him. Caught! 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 Zay Jones catches it. The 2-point conversion is good. Jacksonville has taken the lead. How good is that?
From 67 yards, Tucker puts a foot to it. The 67-yard field goal. Is no good! No good! The Jaguars win it! What a win for Jacksonville!
That's amazing. Now, Hickey, we have not heard many moments of elation from the Jaguars. I know they made an AFC Championship game a few years ago. So Frank Frangie really hasn't had that opportunity. He's moving up the rankings of all these play-by-play guys. And not number one, probably not the top three, but he's in the top 10.
I did not think he had that in him. I give him a lot of credit.
Chargers and Cardinals. Chargers. Justin Herbert, 1-yard touchdown pass to Austin Eckler to make it 24-23. 2-point conversion, dialed up and successful with 15 seconds to go. Chargers just squeaked by the Cardinals, 25-24. Here's Matt Money Smith on the Chargers radio network.
Takes the handoff, rolling to his right. Looking for Eckler. Has Eckler, and he is into the pylon. Touchdown, Chargers. Austin Eckler hits the right pylon for the score. Herbert from the shotgun. Win or lose, Eckler goes in motion. Herbert to pass. Caught. It's good. It's good. Herbert to Gerald Everett, and they take a 1-point lead.
80 total yards and a touchdown for Austin Eckler. Justin Herbert, 35 of 47 for 274 yards, 3 touchdowns, and also 38 rushing yards. Kyler Murray, 18 of 29, 191 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Also did have a rushing touchdown and 56 rushing yards. Raiders and Seahawks. This game got to overtime. Josh Jacobs was so dominant in the game. 303 total yards of offense, 229 on the ground, 74 yards receiving, 2 total touchdowns. And according to NFL research, Jacobs is the only player since 1950 with at least 225 rushing yards and 70 receiving yards in the same game. And Jacobs had more yards of total offense this week than the Giants, Bears, Saints, Broncos, Texans, and Rams. Let's hear Josh Jacobs walk it off at OT, 40-34 on an 86-yard rushing touchdown. Here's Jason Horowitz on the Raiders Radio Network.
Down to five on the play clock. Gets the snap. Hands off to Jacobs. Stutters to the right. Burst through the hole. 20, 25, 30. He's off to the races. Here in Seattle, nobody's going to catch him. 25, 20, 10. Ball game. Bye-bye, Josh. 86 yards in overtime to walk it off for a second straight week. Touchdown, Raiders. Victory, Las Vegas.
The Raiders now have a win streak. They've won two games in a row. The Seahawks, that's their worst performance of the season. They fall to 6-5. There's just no other way around it. That's just a bad, bad loss to the Las Vegas Raiders. All righty. Let's go out to L.A. We have the Chiefs and the Rams, or Arrowhead. We have the Chiefs and the Rams. Travis Kelce, a 39-yard touchdown reception to make it 7-0 in the first quarter. Here's Mitch Holthus on the Chiefs Radio Network. Patrick Mahomes in the game, 27-42 for 320 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Travis Kelce, four catches for 57 yards and a score. And Bryce Perkins, who was starting for the injured Matt Stafford, dealing with a concussion, 13-23 for 100 yards, a touchdown, two interceptions, and had 44 rushing yards. Here's the Travis Kelce, 39-yard touchdown reception.
In motion, Jody Fortson right to left. Fake handoff to Pacheco. Backing up further is Mahomes. Guns it over the middle. Caught. 20-yard line. In the 15-yard line. Angling near side with a block. 10-5. Kelce stretches out for the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City! Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce. 39-yard touchdown. Deep middle. And a great run after the catch by the best tight end in National Football League history.
49ers and Saints. 49ers shut out the Saints. This is the 49ers' fourth straight game. They've shut out their opponent in the second half. Andy Dalton, he's still starting, 18-29 for 204 yards and led the Saints with 21 yards rushing. Alvin Kamara was just abysmal in the game. Jimmy Garoppolo, 26-37 for 222 yards and a touchdown. Here's Jawan Jennings on a 5-yard TD snag to make it 10-0 in the second quarter. Here is Greg Papa on the 49ers Radio Network.
And they have Jennings and Ayuk left. Mitchell to the side of Jimmy in the shotgun. Jimmy back. Jimmy time. Going to throw for the corner. The end zone broken up. Caught by Jawan Jennings on the ricochet. Touchdown, San Francisco!
We talked about how Tua Tagovailoa is playing some elite football. So is Jalen Hurts. 16-28 for 153 yards and two passing touchdowns. Hurts also had 17 rushing attempts for 157 yards. The Eagles as a team on 49 carries had 363 rushing yards and three touchdowns. Miles Sanders, 21 for 143 and two rushing scores. And you look at the numbers from this one, according to NFL research, Hurts is the first player since 1950 with 150-plus passing yards, 150-plus rushing yards, and multiple TDs in the same game. And the Eagles, 363 rushing yards as a team, is the most in franchise history since 1948. On the other side, Aaron Rodgers left the game with a rib injury. We already know he has the broken thumb. 11-16 for 140 yards, two touchdowns, two picks. Christian Watson had four catches for 110 yards and a touchdown. That touchdown did come from Jordan Love, who was 6-9 for 113 yards and a score. Here's Quez Watkins on a 30-yard touchdown snag to make it 27-20 in what was a wild first half. This was in the second quarter. Here's Ryan Rackey on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hurts in the gun, gets the snap. Back to pass, looking, going deep right side this time, and that is caught for the touchdown. He threw the back shoulder throw, and Quez Watkins got it. Working against Douglas. What a throw, what a catch. And the Eagles have retaken the lead with 13 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
Nick Sirianni and the Birds. The EAGLES Eagles improved to 10-1. The Packers fall to 4-8. And that's your Week 12 edition of No Huddle Offense.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
sense.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news. And add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Hey, hot take Hickey. Give me your analysis on what you told everyone, or what you're about to tell everyone, but you told me before the start of the show, on your feeling of this Steelers-Colts game tonight, this big Monday night football game, a battle of a 3-7 Steelers team and a 4-6-1 Indianapolis Colts team. What did you say, by the way?
This should be a first this season for the Colts. They have not won a game by double digits. They have not won a game in which they haven't had to sweat it out. That changes tonight. They win this night, this game by double digits. You're not sweating out on the final drive of the game.
What makes you possibly expect this Colts team to win any game by double digits?
The defense and the lack of good offense on the Steelers. That's it.
Yeah, but Kenny Pickett has been serviceable. You have George Pickens. You got Freiermuth. You make it out to be like the Colts are this great team sitting at 4-6-1. You think they're that much better than the Steelers?
I think their defense is that much better than the offense. I'm not saying they're going to score 31 points. I'm saying, like, you know, 17-6, 17-7 works. Double digits, 20-9. That works.
Now, I did not have a good gambling weekend, but I will say I did play the Steelers tonight plus the 3 points.
Which is big. Big for the Colts.
No.
Hickey,
your track record, I'm sorry, your track record in college football has been horrible this year. Everything you said about college football, and I called you the most, well, that may not be a good indictment on me, because I said that you're the most knowledgeable person when it comes to college football at this network. But everything you said about college football has failed to come true. And in the NFL, you were telling me the Colts were this good team when they struggled out of the gate. And now you're telling me that they are going to win this game by double digits? Just alone having Mike Tomlin on a sideline against Jeff Saturday, his coach, two games is what is going to keep this game close. And both these offenses stink. Both the offenses are no good. Now, I know you have Jonathan Taylor. You have a heck of a player in Jonathan Taylor. But where are you at on this Colts offensive line right now? Like, T.J. Watt, last time I checked, is now back and healthy for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So where are you at on this Colts offensive line, mister? The Steelers are going to lose this game by 10-plus points.
I'm not feeling great about it. But again, like, they've been averaging like 17 points a game. And so all you got to do is do that. I trust this Colts defense immensely to lock down the Steelers offense.
I wish I could be as delusional about a team as you are about your Colts team and how easily you get sucked back in.
I'm not being delusional. All I'm doing is talking about one game in one specific matchup against a Steelers team that's not very good. That's all. I'm not saying they're going on a playoff run. I'm not saying this team is very good. All I'm doing is saying,
you're ready to say that.
In this instance, in this one game against this specific Steelers team with Kenny Pickett that I don't think is very good, and the Steelers defense I don't trust to be these world beaters, I think the Colts should win this game by double digits. That's all.
Okay. Well, you could keep on expecting that. Expect to be disappointed. Maybe they won the game, but I'd be shocked if it is by double digits. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I can't stand what I'm seeing, Hickey, from the Ravens and the Buccaneers. Now, we opened up the show talking about who's the most disappointing team in the NFL this year, and it was between the Broncos, the Rams, the Packers. All three of those teams are going to miss the playoffs. And right now, the returns on that poll question, at Zach Gelb on Twitter, Broncos 45.9%, Rams 33.3%, and the Packers 20.8%. You look at the Ravens and you look at the Bucs. Come postseason time, I think both those teams will be in the postseason. The Bucs will win the NFC South, and I'm still going to say the Ravens have a shot to win this division, and I think they'll be a wild card team. But the Ravens come playoff time could be looking at the rest of the field and they may be saying, wish we had a few games in Baltimore. Because they could have been the number one seed this year. I know everyone before the year was talking about the Bills, talking about the Chiefs. You look at the Ravens' losses. They blew a 9-point lead to the Jaguars. They've blown a 10-point lead to the Giants. They blew a 20-3 lead against the Buffalo Bills. And they blew a 35-14 fourth quarter lead to the Miami Dolphins. Yeah, it is. You blow one of those leads, okay, everyone gets a mulligan. They've blown four leads like that. And we talked about this a few weeks ago, that maybe until that last game of the season, the Ravens aren't going to be able to do anything to make you say, oh, I believe in them. I think they're this great team. But you look at the way that they just fail to close games, even just the last 4 weeks. You know, this one, they choked it away. But Carolina, that effort only scored 13 points, 13-3 that game was. The Saints, nothing really all that impressive, beating them 27-13. All right, you beat Tampa, but Tampa was in a brutal spot, and they're still in a brutal spot. Both of those teams, the Bucs and the Ravens, they're both going to be kicking themselves at the end of the year because they both should be playing a whole lot better. For the Bucs, they chalk it up to just the offensive line not being healthy, and we know the one time Brady does not play well in this league is when he doesn't have an offensive line. But Baltimore, I don't see how this is going to get better, and you know that J.K. Dobbins, like, who knows when he's going to come back. You see Rashad Bateman's out for the year. You have Mark Andrews. But you just keep on looking at this Ravens team. Anytime they have a lead, I'm starting to wonder how much of this is mental now at this point. Because the rest of the way, they have Denver, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Atlanta, the Steelers, and the Bengals. There's only one game that you can make a statement, and that's at the end of the year against Cincinnati. And who knows? I think that game's going to be meaningful, but who knows if it is going to be a meaningful game because the last week of the season, anything could happen.
And especially if they make the playoffs. I mean, we're talking about fourth quarter collapses. Look at the high-level quarterback play you're going against. Like, if you get a lead and now you're struggling just to hold on to it, forget it. Come by Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. They're in huge trouble.
By the way, talking about huge trouble, your prediction of the Steelers losing this game by 10-plus points, it's only 3-0, but Matt Ryan just threw an interception. The Steelers are going to get the ball back in favorable field position. They are, what, already at the 39-yard line of the Indianapolis Colts. So, not looking all too hot right out of the gate. I would love a Steelers touchdown here. Give me a Steelers touchdown hot take, Icky. It's very amusing. And I give you credit. You are a great sports fan. You're delusional. You're stupid when it comes to just having this blind loyalty in your teams. But at 4-6-1, just looking at your reaction, you would think that the Colts right now have a perfect season with how you're living and dying by each and every play. I saw in the morning show, they've now put a Mraz cam on, Sean, where you could just live stream on Twitter, Mraz, during the entire show. Did you see that?
I did not, no. So, interesting.
I saw a cap put out today, just on CBS Sports Radio Twitter. You could listen to their show, but just watch Mraz. Like, you hear everyone else talking, but the camera's just on Mraz. During Colts game, we should get a camera on you. Because your reactions are priceless. And even got a chuckle out of the axter right there. You really got to pick up your standards here. You can't let this football team wear you down when the season is over. You got Jeff Saturday coaching. Like, who cares at this point?
Well, now I'm just rooting for myself to be right. Like, this game, I'm not invested in terms of this win's going to do anything for the season. But now I just want to be proven right. That's all at this point.
What, they're going to win by double digits?
This is going to be the easiest win of the year. Easiest win of the season. Lock it up.
Double digits. You still think they're going to win this game by double digits?
Yes. I'm not panicking after not even halfway through the first quarter.
Okay. As Kenny Pickett just runs for a first down and the Steelers are about to go into the red zone. You really are delusional with this football team. You are delusional. I can't believe this. Why do you do this to yourself? Why do you keep on going back to the well? You love
I'm not
pain.
Going back to the well. It's just
you
it's,
are.
It's going by what the numbers, what the data, what your eyes tell you.
Oh, okay.
This
now
defense
you're Mr.
has been
Analytics.
Very good.
You know,
this
you,
Steelers
you know you
offense
are?
Is not very good. It's inconsistent. They
you're
turn the ball
Cliff
over.
Kingsbury. That's what you are right now.
That is no, that's not
you're
true.
You're
not I'm
adjusting.
Not
you're not changing your approach, and you're just using the numbers, and it bites you each and every week.
No, I am adjusting. I mean, I'm not telling you this team is very good. All I'm doing is telling you against this team in this matchup, they should win. That's all.
Okay.
I'm not telling you anything more than this game against a 3-1
If you
team.
Want to tell me you should win the game, okay, fine. But win the game by double digits? You shouldn't beat anyone by double digits. You tied to the Texans this year. They suck.
Also beat the Chiefs. we want to talk about, you know, performances.
Okay.
Just being fair.
Okay. Yeah, you beat the Chiefs, the luckiest game of your life, and their kicker couldn't do anything.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Drop everything and hurry to the Xfinity Black Friday sale. You'll save big when you get Xfinity internet and mobile. Now through December 5th, new customers can get HBO Max included for 1 year with internet. And for a limited time, learn how to get $500 off an eligible 5G phone when you add Xfinity Mobile. Drop everything and get to the Xfinity Black Friday sale. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Add supported plan of HBO Max. Phone promo ends December 6, 2022. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
You can think of Riley Auto Parts for your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Do want to touch on three teams here, because you look at the NFC playoff picture. Hickey, I think you could agree with me on this. Eagles, we know, making the playoffs. Cowboys, we know, are going to be making the playoffs. Vikings, we know, are going to be making the playoffs. Tampa Bay's probably going to win that division. And right now, I still haven't seen enough consistency from them, but I'm thinking that San Francisco is going to win the NFC West. Would you agree with everything I just said there on those 5 out of 7 playoff teams?
Yes, I feel very comfortable in those 5.
Okay. So then you really have 3 teams battling for 2 spots. The Giants, who have now lost back-to-back games. They're 7-4. The Commanders, who have won 6 out of their last 7 games, they are 7-5. And then the Seahawks, who have been one of the more surprising stories in the league. Some people didn't even think they'd have 6 wins on the season. They are 6-5, but they had a bad first half against Tampa Bay, and then they lost the game against an inferior Raiders team, 40-34 in overtime, and they allowed Josh Jacobs to absolutely just eviscerate them. Now, the good news here for Seahawks fans, you got the Rams this week. I don't know if Matthew Stafford's going to play in this one. Then you have, and I don't think Matthew Stafford's going to probably play the rest of the year from some of the reporting that you read. Then you have the Panthers. You would think that's a win for the Seahawks. So, if you want to say, Zach, this team's going to be at 8-5, I can't disagree. Then after that, we got to see how much this team really improved and how good this team is, because then you got the 49ers. But down the stretch, they play the Chiefs, they play the Jets, and they play the Rams after that. Chiefs, you probably think, is a loss. The Jets, a winnable game. But the Jets have a really good defense, and the Rams, that will mean nothing for the Rams. Their season's already over. So you should be able, Hickey, to beat the Rams twice, beat the Panthers, and then you got to see what they do up against the 49ers and Chiefs. You're looking at a football team, you would think, 9 wins bare minimum. Right? Would you agree with that?
Yes, but also I went into yesterday feeling that was a pretty easy win for them as well. And so
now you reevaluate them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the 49ers, this could change so quickly, Because for the 49ers, their schedule picks up a little bit here. You get the Dolphins this weekend. I think the Dolphins right now are a better team than the 49ers. Your thoughts?
They're definitely more consistent, and that's the thing. Like, I think the 49ers have more talent, but the Dolphins are just beating the crap out of everyone every week. So that's the thing with 49ers. Like yesterday, just it's very frustrating.
After that, the Buccaneers. Now you would think the 49ers, if they're healthy on the defensive line, will be able to abuse that Tampa Bay offensive line.
Absolutely.
Okay. So there's one win. Seahawks, that's a toss-up game, and that game's in Seattle. Then they play the Commanders. That's a tough one. They should beat the Raiders, and they end the season with the Cardinals. So if that's three wins right there, they get to 10 wins. That game, I know it's an obvious statement. That game, though, Seahawks 49ers on December 15th. Ooh, is that a Monday Night Football game? Oh, no, it's a Thursday night game. That's an Amazon Prime game. That's a great Thursday night game. Oh, and you get, that's the Richard Sherman game. Seahawks 49ers, we
that's
all remember
right.
that moment. And then he's played for both teams.
Maybe we'll get the lime green uniforms, too, for Seattle.
Don't you have to get Michael Crabtree on that Amazon Prime? I don't know where Michael Crabtree is, but don't you have to get him on that Amazon Prime show that week?
I don't know if you want to show his face on that Prime show.
I know you've been very critical, though, of Tony Gonzalez, correct? You have not liked Tony Gonzalez's wardrobe.
I've been critical of his wardrobe,
not
yes.
Not his analysis.
And his less than toughness when it comes to his extremities.
You calling someone not tough.
Wearing gloves in 55-degree weather and wearing a blanket on his legs. Come on.
Tony Gonzalez, I guess they were getting the Thanksgiving thoughts from all the Amazon Prime crew. They didn't have a game on Thanksgiving.
They were
right?
off. They were off this week.
So I guess they filmed that at some point and they released it for a little social media content. I've always loved Tony Gonzalez, but I've gained even more respect for him. I couldn't have more respect for him, even though you're right. The wardrobe, come on. Like week three, week two, he's wearing gloves, not needed. Now I understand it, but he said turkey's overrated. Dry and overrated.
I had a feeling. I see the video. I had a feeling that that's where you were going to go with this.
It was unbelievable. That was great.
Did Tony say what he eats? Is it pasta? Ham?
I forget what he said. I believe Andrew Whitworth also was a big, yeah, you could do something other than turkey too.
That movement has become very popular, I'd say the last 4 or 5 years.
And it's all because of me. On a national platform, I know Kyrie Irving wanted to be the voice for the voiceless. I've been the voice for the voiceless. And just in stating the obvious that turkey's overrated. Now, I know we have to move on from that. And it's the offseason and we have our approach next year. I think we were in greater intensity last year. And this year, everyone knows my stance. So we got to make some adjustments to revamp the campaign for next year. But I think our boss, Chris Oliveiro, who last year, he basically sealed the deal on CBS Sports Radio stance on this. I know Mraz will freak out in the morning and DA will freak out in the morning over this take. But Chris Oliveiro, I won him over last year. I said to him, he goes, you eat lasagna on Thanksgiving and you don't even have a turkey? He goes, what's wrong with that? I go, Chris, do you actually enjoy turkey? How many other times do you have the big turkey throughout the rest of the year? He goes, you're right. Just people get told things in life and they're not willing to think for their own. That's what it is. People are big tradition, think, you know, just whatever they're told, that's what they do. I like to think a little bit outside the box from time to time. Sometimes that burns you. Sometimes you make the right decision. I had a great Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving, by the way?
Solid. Like it always has been, you know?
You had weird traveling arrangements, though.
It was an exhausting
day. So Hickey went to the Poconos, and that was on Thursday morning?
Thursday morning, 7 a.m.
And then you came back to host the Friday into Saturday night overnight, right?
And produced for Chris Russell, who's in for you. That is correct.
Oh, you produced on Friday?
I had a normal Friday.
Wow, I did not know that.
Normal Friday.
And then right after the show on Saturday morning, did you drive back to the Poconos? I'd done that drive to the Poconos from here. It's not that bad.
Took a bus, 8:30 a.m. bus.
Oh, you didn't have your own car?
No, I was not going to stay awake. I would not have stayed awake.
Wow. So where'd you bus to? Lord's Valley?
Mount Pocono.
Okay.
It's about a half hour away from where I was.
Gotcha.
So bus Friday,
that
bus
stinks.
Saturday morning, barely slept, back and then drove back yesterday. It's been a very exhausting weekend, I will say.
Yeah. So Thursday, I got up, No traffic. It was great. 45 minutes to my grandparents' house from New York City to, North Jersey was great. No traffic. Very easy drive. And then afterwards, I got from New Jersey to Long Island. On Thanksgiving, you're thinking at least 2 hours, right? I didn't have a single traffic issue. 90 minutes.
What time did you leave?
I left my I think I'd left at a favorable time. I left after about like 20 minutes after the Lions Bills game. Because we did like a lunch. Because my grandparents are older. They don't stay up that late. So we did more of a lunch. The lasagna.
So like 3:30 Eastern.
No, I think a little bit later than that.
4 o'clock.
Yeah, I think like 4:20.
That's I think perfect timing.
Perfect.
Almost everyone is eating at the time.
Exactly. It was great. But still, you always just think there's traffic regardless on Thanksgiving. 90 minutes, it was awesome. Door-to-door, 90 minutes. Fantastic. So I was very happy with my Thanksgiving. Anyway, getting back to the conversation that we were having. I had wonderful lasagna, had the cookie cake, all that stuff. The appetizers, delicious, delicious, delicious. And then Friday, went to my 10-year high school reunion. That was a blast. Better than expected. Saturday, went to the Rangers game. 3-0. They were up, and then they lost the game. So that one was tough, and that one was no bueno. Steelers just hit a field goal to make it 6-0. Hickey was about to celebrate, thinking the kick went wide to the right.
How did that go in?
I don't know. I thought it missed, too.
I thought also it was like 5 yards short.
Oh, that was wide to the right, and the roof is closed, right?
Oh, the roof is closed.
Yeah, oh, it did. Oh, good job out of you. The first thing you maybe said right about this team all year. Hit off the right upright and went in.
Hopefully Matt Nagy's not watching. Bring back some PTSD.
6-0 right there. Gotta like it for the Steelers. They're up. So that was my Thanksgiving. And now we're back here on did a lot on football on Sunday, and then we're back here on Monday. But anyway, not to get to the whole schedule. We're going to the NFC playoff picture. And Hickey, we are in agreement that we think the Eagles, Cowboys, Vikings, Tampa, and 49ers are all going to make the playoffs. So then we made the case Seattle could be a 9-10 win team. Giants and Commanders. This is the biggest game of the Giants season. And I know that the Giants came back from down 13 points against Tennessee. They beat the Packers. They came back from down 10. They beat the Ravens. They lost to the Seahawks. They beat the Texans. Had their first stinker of the year against the Lions. You knew they were not going to beat the Cowboys with how many injuries the Giants had in their offensive line in the secondary. Now you play the Commanders that are red hot, have won 6 out of 7 games, have had a 3-game winning streak, loss, 3-game winning streak. We'll see if they can make it to 4. But the Commanders, not that Taylor Heinicke has been great in terms of his statistics, but they're winning games with him. They're 5-1 with Tim as the starting quarterback. It seems like the Giants are starting to come back down to earth a little bit, and it's remarkable what Brian Daboll has done, and Ron Rivera has done a wonderful coaching job. And the Commanders have a lot of talent. And we'll see if Chase Young comes back this week. Recover from the ACL. It's been well over a year. And had the illness. They have good pieces on defense offensively. You got Brian Robinson. You got Antonio Gibson. Jahan Dotson. Terry McLaurin is great. This is a game where we'll learn a lot about how real the Giants are this year. Because it looks like the Commanders are starting to trend upwards. And the Giants are starting to stumble a little bit for the first time this year.
And especially looking at the schedule again, the Commanders do have a tough schedule down the stretch, which makes it a little tougher to kind of pick them maybe over the Seahawks, even the Giants, because the Giants' schedule, again, is outside the two Commanders games, not exactly daunting, especially when the Eagles, I mean, could have things wrapped up by, who knows, a few weeks from now, way they're going.
I actually think the Giants' schedule is tough. You have the Commanders twice. Sandwich in between that, you have the Eagles. Then you have the Vikings. You play the Colts. And that last game of the season, you may be right. It may mean nothing for the Eagles, and the Eagles will then rest their starters, and Joe Judge will be bitching from somewhere, probably, you would think.
Oh, you would think. But, I mean, you should win that Eagles game week 18, bare minimum.
Well, if the Eagles are playing their starters, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I don't think they'll be in a position where they will.
I would agree. But that's not an easy schedule.
Got to split with the Commanders.
Yeah, bare minimum, have to.
But all of a sudden, now you're looking at 9 wins.
Yeah.
Beat the Colts. It's not maybe as easy as I laid it out to be, but to the Giants' credit, with so far with what they've done early in the season, they've given themselves a chance here to Yeah, I have some wiggle room.
Now, the Commanders, they play the Giants twice. You have a bye week in between. 49ers, Browns now with Deshaun Watson. We'll see what Deshaun Watson is in the Cowboys at the end of the year. And that game may mean nothing for the Cowboys at the end of the year. Now, maybe it means something for seeding. Who knows? So it goes both ways. Giants, you know what? I know we started to think that the Seahawks were starting to trend in the wrong direction. I'm going to say Seattle makes the playoffs. I think they have too much talent on offense. I know this past weekend was discouraging. And I'm slightly leaning the first time this year thinking the Giants are going to miss the playoffs. Because the last few weeks I thought it was a lock. We'll see how they play this weekend. I'm starting to lean that the Commanders make the playoffs. And the three teams from the NFC East are the Commanders, the Cowboys, and the Philadelphia Eagles. So who would be your last two teams in?
I will say the Seahawks, and I'll stick with right now the Giants.
Okay. Now, let's be clear. Giants beat the Commanders this week, then we all go back on the... Or I go back on the Giants train. That's just the way that it works. Five questions, five answers. We'll do that next. Onside, offside. Also, Jane Alaska, I will squeeze you in. I know you've been on hold for a while about your Raiders.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations. Coverage of your favorite teams. Live news from your hometown. And millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news. And add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations. Coverage of your favorite teams. Live news from your hometown. And millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news. And add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations. Coverage of your favorite teams. Live news from your hometown. And millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news. And add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.